You're listening to a roundtable. Some people are simply a joy to have around. The conversation flows effortlessly. You laugh. You feel genuinely interested. You find yourself looking forward to seeing them, and you leave them feeling their company was a valuable use of your time.
It's like you're talking about us, Heyoung.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about you guys.
The conversation flows, and everybody's looking forward to, I hope everybody's looking forward to listening to us.
They are. I hope so, too. There must be some sort of connection between us, but can this connection be forged? What is the recipe of being popular? So, yeah, we want to talk about how can we cultivate into being someone popular. Is that doable?
Yeah. Apparently, according to this psychologist Carol Dweck, a person's mindset can come in two flavors, and that is what decide if you're a popular person. And that is a fixed mindset, which believes that we are what we are and that things don't really change, applies to both themselves and other people. They just believe people don't change. And there are these other kind of people who have a growth mindset, and they believe that they believe in constant evolutions. So basically, if this fixed-minded people are around you, they have to be better than everyone else around them, and it's because failure threatens to jeopardize their talented status, because they believe people don't change, so they have to be good, or they won't be good in the future. So that's what they think. But if you're around these grow mindset individuals, they'll think that they'll feel successful, worthy, and purposeful when they're around you, and they make you feel better. So according to this psychologist, these people with this growth mindset are more popular. What do you think, Mr. Victor?
Well, I think it's always good to have an open mind, right? To be popular means that people like you, or majority of people they encounter like you, and you can guarantee these people all have the same ideas. So to be able to interact with different people with different ideas and different background, you have to have an open mind and accept the possibility of people live different lives and ideas than you do.
But, you know, the reason I kept saying according to the psychologist is because I don't think it's that easy to be a popular person. And maybe there is a way, but it's a long way, and you have to find what suits you the most, what makes you popular. It's not like a standard recipe, or it's not something that you can teach every single individual and make them the same, and they won't. It's harder than that.
I would say the term popular is a bit limiting. Maybe we should change it to a genuine person, a caring person, a kind person. I feel like these are the qualities that would naturally translate into popularity with the people that you interact with. Because, you know, if you're kind and genuine and you care about the people around you, it doesn't really matter what ideas you have or not. You can be as different, as creative, as whatever as you want, but to have compassion towards your fellow men or women, and I think that's an important quality.
Yeah, let's limit the area a little bit, because I studied in China and high school, everything. So what's the experience out there? What's the experience for high school kids outside the world in America or in UK? Is that the same? Do you?
Okay, it's really interesting that, Victor, when you hold that argument, nobody can say no, right?
That's right.
When you're a good, kind person, can you not be popular? Well, yeah, in American and UK high schools. I think that's the part of, maybe it's the beauty of life. And that's the part I would love to share with our listeners, as I know a lot of you guys are young people who are still students, maybe in high school or college. And when you are in that close, tight-knit community, I understand, often you feel that you're being judged by popularity. And it's actually a really fixed and small set of criteria that you're being judged.
Yeah.
And a different country setting could entail different things, like in the UK and the US. I think if you're good looking, I mean, the face and the body, and you are kind of mean and you put people down, yeah, you can become popular. In China, you need to be the top student. You are guaranteed popularity. But once you grow older, those things just diminish.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I think your world is a lot fuller and you're not being judged by those things, but unfortunately by another set of things. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Victor Ning, and Neil Honglin. That's it for today. Thank you so much for your company. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.